You stand at Vancouver Barracks, where the American flag has flown for 162 years. On May 13, 1849, soldiers of the 1st Artillery marched up this bluff above the Columbia River and raised the flag over Camp Vancouver, the first United States Army post in the Pacific Northwest. They built their garrison 20 feet above the Hudson's Bay Company fur trading fort, claiming the Oregon Territory for America. From this command center, the Army directed every military operation in Oregon, Washington, and Alaska for over a century. In September 1852, a 30-year-old captain named Ulysses S. Grant arrived here as regimental quartermaster. He managed supplies, ran potato farms to supplement his meager salary, and struggled with isolation. His wife and children were back east. He couldn't afford to bring them west. He took long horseback rides along the Columbia River, explored the wilderness, and in January 1853 became the first person to walk across the frozen Columbia River. 15 months later, Grant resigned from the Army and drifted toward obscurity, struggling as a farmer and clerk. Then the Civil War began. By 1865, General Ulysses S. Grant had led the Union Army to victory and saved the United States. The quartermaster who managed potato farms at this remote frontier post became the man who won the Civil War. In 1936, Brigadier General George C. Marshall commanded Vancouver Barracks and the 5th Infantry Brigade. He lived in the Victorian home you can still see on Officers' Row. 2 years later, Marshall was promoted and transferred. He would become Army Chief of Staff during World War II, author the Marshall Plan that rebuilt Europe, serve as Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense, and win the Nobel Peace Prize, the only career soldier ever to receive it. Two of America's greatest generals served here, decades before they changed the world. For 30 years, Vancouver Barracks commanded the Pacific Northwest Indian Wars. The Army fought the Cayuse War, the Rogue River Wars, the Yakima War, the Modoc War, the Nez Perce War. Soldiers marched from these parade grounds to battlefields across Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. Over 70 officers who served here later became generals. During World War I, the Army built the world's largest spruce mill at Vancouver Barracks. 30,000 soldiers processed spruce lumber for Allied airplanes. The post expanded to 3,019 acres. After the war, the mill was raised. During World War II, over 30,000 soldiers passed through Vancouver Barracks on their way to the Pacific Theater. The post closed in September 2011 after 162 years of continuous service, but the tradition continues at the Vancouver Barracks National Cemetery. Established in 1849, the 5.74-acre cemetery holds over 1,500 graves. Four Medal of Honor recipients rest here: Buffalo soldiers who fought in the Indian Wars, German and Italian prisoners of war from World War II, veterans of every American conflict since 1849. Every day, military funerals honor those who served. The folding of the flag, the playing of taps, the words spoken over graves of soldiers who answered the call. The cemetery holds over 200 unmarked graves, names lost to history. They are not forgotten. This is Vancouver Barracks, where Grant managed supplies before he saved the Union, where Marshall commanded before he rebuilt Europe, where the flag has flown for 162 years, where soldiers still come home. The post may have closed, but the mission endures. Service, sacrifice, remembrance.